Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. How you doing? Happy New Year to you. Welcome to New Life Live. And we're excited that you're with us here today at the first of the year. By the way, we're not here, and it's not because we're hungover or something like that, which I don't know. I mean, I don't drink, but... We just did a taped show for New Year's Day so we could spend it with our family connecting over football. So anyway.
Rose Parade.
Yeah, Rose Parade. That's right. I went one year. Have you ever been?
Yes.
It's fantastic.
It's amazing to walk event. And yeah. Look at those. And you have to go up and see the floats close yeah. after the parade. All the seeds and tiny flowers and petals and thousands of hours of work.
Right. So we have to do awesome. The trite thing. We have to talk about New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
Because I bet if you took all the resolutions and you evaluated them, I bet 98% are a result of trying harder. You know, I'm going to try harder at something and mm-hmm. I'm going to get organized, or I'm going to try harder and I'm going to not be bad or something like that.
I bet you're right. Think about it. Think about the ones you've made, right? They're usually about... changing, but it's a trying harder kind of thing.
Well, I don't make them anymore. So
you don't? No. So you stop trying at all?
No. But you see, if you're going to really change, you have to try harder not to try harder. And you've got to try different. And you've got to do different. And that's what we want for people.
Okay, now help me with that because I'm not quite tracking with
okay,
you.
Well, okay, this year, I'm going to buckle down and I am not going to procrastinate anymore. In fact, right after this third soap opera that I'm watching right here, I'm going to get up and I'm going to get organized. You know, so you're thinking you're going to try harder and mm-hmm. it's going to produce a result. And you do it every year. You maybe don't even realize it. But rather than that, why don't you say, okay, trying harder has not worked. What resource do I need? Just ask that question. Here's my New Year's resolution. To ask what resource I need for things to be better.
Listening to you, the first word that came to my head, Steve, was surrender.
Surrender, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Surrender isn't really a try harder. Surrender is a willingness to let go.
Right.
Right? There's just something that feels different to surrender rather than to say, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, mm-hmm. what would I need to surrender?
Yeah. I was a
big shift.
Yeah, huge shift. I was talking the other day about this surrender, the role of surrender in this trauma trough of where, you know, you kind of surrender by saying, okay, it's not going to get better. And that takes you down. And then you maybe surrender, okay, it's not going to get better because some of this is me. And then you surrender completely at the bottom of the trough, hitting bottom in the trauma trough is saying, I cannot get out of this trough by myself. That I think that's the ultimate surrender.
Yeah.
And once you get there, you get to start coming up on the other side of the trough where all of a sudden I'm connected, I'm getting support, I'm feeling hope. There's some a flash of character just went through my soul, and then there's some discipline and love, and you come out of it.
I was just talking to a group recently that I said sometimes what we have to surrender is entitlement. Meaning I'm waiting for somebody else to do something for me. It's
right.
Almost like there's a five-year-old little girl in me that has her hands on her hips saying, I didn't get this, and I'm waiting for somebody to fix it.
Yeah.
But it's like we have to surrender that entitlement to get something from someone else that we can get for ourselves.
Amen. All right, we'll be back right after this.
It just became part of my being for so long that so much of the enjoyment in my life was centered on food, and I had to get away from that. I figured about the first day or so that there would be something there that would really help with the situation. I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was when I was out there in May, and couldn't be asking for better. I'm getting ready to order my third round of clothes. And I have been this low before or lower, and everything that I lost came back and brought friends with them.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns. The next Lose It for Life workshop is January 23rd through the 25th in Washington, D.C. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I see a different person now than I used to see.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. Let's go to our phones.
We have so much fun in between the shows. We just want you to know it's fun being on, but it's fun being
in between.
Well,
we have fun on the shows.
We do. It's just fun to be here, period.
I want to go to Paul. Arlington, Texas, KWRD. Hello, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you today, bud? Buddy? Friend? Whatever?
All of the above. I'm great. How about yourself?
Doing all right. What's going on here on this New Year Day? Well, actually not New Year Day because it's a tape show. But anyway, we act like it is and we kind of feel like it is when we're doing a tape show on a day. But how can I help?
Okay, I got a question for you. I listen to your show every night. I'm a truck driver, and I really appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Keep me going at night. My question is concerning, I found out not long ago that my father molested my older sister. Mm. And I can remember back when I was a child, about 6 years old, this was my oldest sister, and I have a younger sister about my age.
All
we
right.
would see my dad chasing my sister through the neighborhood. We thought that she was just a bad child at the time, and he would bring her back home and discipline her, what we thought was disciplining her. But I found out after I got grown that he had molested my sister.
Mm. Wow.
It's tragic. That's so sad.
Wow.
All right, so now what's going on?
Well, I found out here not long ago that he also said something to one of my daughters that made her feel a little uncomfortable, and as far as asking her to pose for pictures and stuff like this, and then when she brought it to me, I went to him and I approached him with it.
What did he say?
I'm sorry?
What did he say?
What did he say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, he denied it, and from the way he answered some of the words he used, I knew that my daughter was telling me the truth, and he was not telling me the truth.
So what did you do?
Well, I didn't. Let me just say this. I confronted him with it, and once I confronted him and I got his part of the story, I just shut off communication.
Paul? Paul? Paul?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Have you thought about a young woman that lives near your father who might be being molested by him right now? Have you thought about him going out of town on trips, and when he goes, he molests young women? Or gets involved in taking pictures of young women and victimizing young women the way he did your older sister and the way he either has or tried to do that to your daughter? Have you thought about that part?
Have I thought about it? Yes, because
Paul,
there have...
Paul, hold on. Paul, you have to do something about that. You have to do something about that. And it's very painful. In fact, it's almost impossible to imagine having your father arrested or having someone come out and evaluate whether or not your father needs to be arrested. And that's essentially what Child Protective Services do, is that they come out and they assess. But we have to help other people not be hurt by your dad.
Wow.
You can't let this bomb that is ticking in another neighborhood continue to tick and go off, knowing that it's over there and it's ticking. Okay. And it most likely, based on the fact that he approached your daughter, it's probably exploding right now. And people are being hurt by your father. And if you don't do what you can do, you are enabling that evil.
Okay, I got you. Can I add something?
Sure.
I understand what you're saying, and I received that. He's right now. He's at the age of about 74,
And Paul.
I guess what I'm trying to say is,
Paul, it doesn't matter how old he is.
Uh-huh.
How old's your daughter?
My daughter is 19.
Okay. So the fact that what Steve just said is true, it could be happening with other women. And so we're going to have
to... Or girls.
Girls, right? Girls.
Okay.
So irregardless of how old he is, it needs to be reported. So we're going to have you stay on the line so that we can work with you to get that done.
Because he's not too old to try to take pictures of your 19-year-old daughter.
I understand.
And he's not too old to convince an 11-year-old girl that she has to do what an older man tells her to do.
I understand.
Yes. Paul, do you have any other questions that I think... Sherry and Steve have been very clear, but is there anything else that you wanted to ask about this?
I guess the main reason my concern was is my father is in a state of dementia. He's going through an early stage of dementia. I have two sisters who declined to do anything for him, and even after I found out what I did, I started to help take care of him. But since we've had this conversation, I broke off all communication, but I'm still kind of worried about him because he gets lost when he tries to go to the store. And my question is, what do I do for myself? Because
Let me just make a comment. He may tell people he got lost, but he may not be that demented, and he may be doing something else that he's not telling people where he is. He's like a lot of sex addicts. They're unaccountable for certain segments of time. And
well, trust me, I do know that he's getting lost. I know that for a fact.
Okay. So here's the thing. I think you have to do the right thing, and we're going to help you do that. And then I think, you know, you have to go through a kind of a grieving process of letting go of the dad, you know, that deserves a nice, peaceful, retirement and all that. But it just, we got to protect people.
You know what will happen, Paul, in doing the right thing? It will absolutely validate your sister and her experience, and it will absolutely validate your daughter.
Yeah.
What Child Protective Services chooses to do with it after you make your report is up to them, but you are released.
Right.
From your responsibility. You've done the right thing, and you've advocated for two women in your life that you love deeply.
Mm-hmm.
That is the benefit.
They can decide that he's not a danger.
They
he's
can
old.
Do all
they
of can, that.
They
That's
can work
up
with
to
the,
them.
Yeah, but you have to do the responsible thing.
So I agree with Sherry and Steve, Paul, about everything they said. But now you raise the next question. How do I have a dutiful, responsible relationship with an aging parent that God says I'm supposed to make return to my parents? And it creates a tension of two furiously opposing values and directions. One is to protect other people from a perpetrator who evidently hasn't changed in 50 years. And number two is to then make some return to him out of respect. And how do you help that person? And these are furious opposites. That is a place where you might need counsel, you might need support, you might need wisdom from other people, how to blend those two together.
And he might need some care, right? He might need to get into a place where they can really help him with his physical and emotional
This is true,
well-being.
But everybody at some level is also redeemable.
Yeah.
And with the gospel and with the scriptures and with service, but with boundaries and love, yet limitations and the ability to say, you know, I'm sorry, we're not going to discuss that, and to have firm boundaries with your dad may be something that would allow him to even begin at however old he is, some transformation, and you might be a part of that. To something Steve says all the time is, we learn to take our hurts and then become a missional person. Mm-hmm. After we've resolved and worked them through. So I'd like to just suggest that both are possible here and both are necessary. And I would just close with that.
You know, some people think that word, you know, we use the word conflict or internal conflict as kind of a trite thing. But, man, is this the ultimate example of the conflict that you're describing?
Furious opposites. Oh. And that's part of maturity in adulthood, is learning to accept and tolerate furiously opposing viewpoints existing at the same time, simultaneously, and resting in the tension.
Two truths that seem like they couldn't exist together.
Yeah, like, you know, the Bible talks about predestination, and the Bible talks about making a choice. Those are two furious opposites that are sitting there opposing one another. And guess what? I can relax and understand the Bible says both.
Yeah.
And I don't have to fight about it.
Right.
I can accept that.
I'm going to send him a copy of Dave's book, Forgiving the Unforgivable. I think it'll be a great help to him. Right now, I want to go to Mary. Mary, are you there?
I am.
Mary, I read your email to our folks in our devotional time this morning, and I am so glad we could get you on the line. What a great way to start the year with your story. Share with folks what you said in that email. It's fantastic.
And about March, I was sitting with a girlfriend over coffee and kind of spilled my guts over some past issues I had. And she recommended your book, Healing is a Choice. So I went home that night and ordered it and got started right away. And she came back a few weeks later and she's like, you know, they're coming to town. You should go to the workshop weekend. And I was like, no, I can't go. I can't afford it. She came back a few days later and she's like, they have a scholarship. I was like, okay. She was like, and me and my husband decided that money would not be an option or a stumbling block here. If you get a scholarship, we'll pay for the rest of it. So needless to say, I got the scholarship, and they covered the rest of the way for workshop weekend. And I went, and at the end of workshop weekend, you were talking about unhealthy churches, and everything that you had named was my church. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I can't leave. I can't. I'm too invested. I've been there 6 years. I cannot go. And so a couple other situations had happened after coming home. And I started in a Healing is a Choice support group locally where we hit about the third week. And I was in group sobbing. And our facilitator was like, what's going on? I was like, everything that this book is saying should not happen in the church. It's happening. I can't stay. And that week I had emailed my former pastor and said, look, this is what's happened. This is what's been said. This is what's being done. I can't come back. And my support group just carried me through that, and along with my workshop weekend ladies. And then I started reading the book Toxic Faith. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is my entire life put on these pages. I was like, this is the life that I'm living. And after leaving the church, I went through a series of events where I was being attacked on social media. Everybody that was a friend had cut me off. And just, I'm gone so far as to try and get me put out of the home I'm living in. And so I was like, okay. So reading Toxic Faith really just showed me, this is the situation. I am now a threat. And it was it allowed me to not take it so personally, but realize, you know, trying to keep the group, quote unquote, safe from me, because I was no longer living the way that they wanted to.
Well, how powerful that you left the workshop. Nothing really had changed, but you got involved in a group, which we recommend everybody that leaves the workshop get a group. And it was the support of that group that gave you the courage to make that decision. I think that's a great message.
Not just the courage to make that decision, but the ability to now see what's not healthy.
Right.
And to support healthy choices.
Right. And then I would imagine once you got out of the church, the farther from it you got, the sicker you were able to see the things in that particular church.
I was. Even to this day, talk with former people of the church, and they're like, well, this is what happened to me. Well, this is what happened to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, you really have no clue what's happening.
Yeah. All right, hold on. We are very big on churches around here, big on healthy churches. But this is an example of a toxic church. We'll be back right after this for more New Life Live.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and there was a reason I wanted to have Mary on, because, Mary, I want you to encourage somebody who is really used to making a lot of New Year's resolutions to do something uncomfortable like you did that might be healthy. What do you say to somebody who really needs to make a bold move and do something that they don't feel like doing?
I think the biggest thing for me was taking the risk to connect with someone, finding some safe person, and then diving in from there. I found that once I took the first leap, all the other doors have been opened to continue.
I was intuiting, Mary, and I said to the guys on the break, I said, you know what? I betcha anything Mary grew up with a toxic home, and this step for her as an adult is reparative. It is helping to repair some of what you couldn't walk away from when you were young, but now you're telling yourself, I'm going to listen to you, and I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to get some healing.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
Good for you.
I'm so glad you called. I'm going to send you a Spiritual Renewal Bible. Just say thank you. Thanks for that email that you sent. God bless you. And I hope our paths cross real soon.
Thank you.
All right. Now,
thank you, Mary.
I want to be sure that people understand a word here in the new year, and it's the word comfort. God is the God of all comfort. It says that in Scripture.
Right.
And I think Satan said, man, can I work with that?
Mm-hmm.
People love comfort. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm going to have my greatest victories, Satan says. I'm going to get everybody to make everything else their God of comfort, except for God, who is the God of comfort. And he went to work. And you got to ask yourself a question. You know, Isaiah said, they don't even take the time to ask, is not this thing in my hand a lie? So what's in your hand? Pornography? Alcohol? Prescription drugs?
Food?
Food? Control?
Because Lose It for Life is coming up here in January.
23rd.
Well, you know, it's so funny as you're saying that, I'm thinking another word is, she would be the poster child for bravery and courage right
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking another word that Satan uses is fear.
Yeah, definitely.
That also takes a hold of us. I was thinking about Joshua, where the Lord says, be strong and courageous. Mm-hmm. You know, I am
right.
with you.
Right.
I am present with you. And she's had to.
Yeah. So she, like you said about, she comes in from this home.
Yeah.
And she finds a church that's sick.
Replicates her home.
But it's
yeah.
comfortable. Satan goes, oh, she's
going to
feel right at home.
Someone will tell
me
what to do and not do. They're controlling me.
You cannot get out of that
yeah.
without courage.
You
that she
can't.
Had.
So proud of her.
So I'm just telling you, Satan is evil. And he takes one of the greatest blessings that God wants to give us. And right when the comfort is about to be delivered by God, Satan slips in the drink. Slips in the woman in the string bikini running on the beach or whatever it is, and you go, oh, that feels so good. I'm used to that. It's comfortable, even when it's a sick church. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help, or newlife.com. And today, you know, it is New Year's Day. Dave Stoop has done an amazing thing on New Year's resolutions, and let me just give you a little hint. He doesn't believe in them. You know, he answers that question, do they work? Is this the time to change your life? All these kinds of things. And here's the thing. These videos, he guarantees, are going to make 2015 a transformative year for you. And if you join tv.newlife.com, I think it will be transformative. I really do. So call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com, or go to tv.newlife.com and become part of everything we're doing, including New Life Television. All right, let's go to, how about we go to Michael from Trinidad, Colorado, KGFT. Hi, Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, you?
Good, what's going on?
Oh, a big decision, that's what's going on. I have a foster son, not state-appointed foster son, but he's been told to live here. Or we have him in our care because his next step is PYC. He's he's been an Amber Alert twice, and if he does it a third time, PYC is going to be his home. So we took the kid in because my wife is a teacher. And
how old is he?
He's been breaking some boundaries that we've set.
How old is he? Michael, how old is he?
16.
Yeah. Okay, that's good to know.
Yep.
Keep going.
Okay, he's breaking boundaries that you've set. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And everything from being on the internet on school nights, especially after 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some cases where we've had to take away practically every electronic device from him due to one, finding pornography. But the other thing is he's a rad kid.
A what?
Rad. It stands for reactive attachment disordered.
Well, of course
Thank
he
you.
Is. Of course he is. With his history, of course he is.
Based on his history and his family. We don't have the support that we need from his family because he gets to visit with them every now and then.
Hey, could you ask us a question real quick so we could talk about it over
Here's
the
break? Here's the question.
Okay.
We're wanting to know if we're at the end of the rope of keeping him here because this last bout of breaking rules has escalated to coaxing young ladies over the internet to, especially one that's a cutter, with a bad relationship. He brought alcohol into our home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So you want to know if it's time to
cut ties?
Yeah. Okay. We'll help you with that right after this. I'm glad that you got to the question. Thanks.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Happy New Year. We're back. Steve Arterburn here. By the way, if you have some time this New Year's Day, take a few minutes and get some healing. Just go to your computer or your smartphone or your tablet. Go to tv.newlife.com. We've got some amazing shows, some series, some segments, all this stuff available right now. And they're going to answer your questions. And the people that answer them are the people you hear on radio. And we love getting to do that. Also, you know, you can still sign up for Lose It for Life. Mylon mentioned it earlier. It's January the 23rd. And in the meantime, we've got some amazing, amazing stuff on tv.newlife.com about losing weight and thinking that you can't move. And then Michelle Spadafore tells you, here's how you can move, even though it feels like it'd be impossible. And there's a really great video that says, when is it time to lose it? And you can get that at tv.newlife.com. And I hope and pray that that will become one of your companions during the new year. TV.newlife.com. All right, we're going to go back and let's talk with Michael some more. And yeah, Sherry, you
have. I have a quick question. Michael, how long has your son been with you, your foster son?
This will be year number two. We let him go back with his parents for about 2-3 months. His grades started slipping, things got really bad, and abusive situations started to happen. So he ended up back with us.
Has anybody talked to you about ATTACH, which is a national organization?
No.
Okay. I want you to write this down. It's ATTACH.org. So I have worked with reactive attachment disordered kids. And so first off, I want to have empathy on the difficulty it is with him, because he has an attachment disorder. As Mylon said earlier, of course he is. He has had a number of caretakers, and his world has not been safe. And so sometimes we take in these kids thinking that, kind of like an idealized thought, that we're going to heal them. Mm-hmm. We're going to love them into transformity. But what we don't realize is their fear of attachment actually works in a way to sabotage the very thing they need. It's as
exactly.
Thank you for affirming that, because it's as if they're falling in love. Like, it takes a minimum just of a normal relationship. It takes 2 years in a healthy relationship to form a secure bond. So I've wondered if you're getting around that anniversary time. And I'm not saying it's going to be 2 years for him, because he's got some more attachment issues. But on my when I used to have a caseload, when I got to this point where families were loving kids and I saw them, I could almost see the kids starting to fall in love in a weird way. Mm-hmm. They began to react on that caseload. I had kids emptying Crisco oil out in a living room and doing these wacky behaviors in an attempt to push somebody away.
Right.
To push that primary caretaker, because they are afraid of you loving them, but they need that love safe bond. Mm. So someplace like attach.org is a huge resource for you. And before you make that decision, I want you to go in and get with some attachment therapists who specialize in bonding with these types of kids, so that you can get resources and you can get bolstered. They even have parent support groups.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be my recommendation, because his attachment depends on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
Mylan,
so you're
thoughts?
Saying don't give up.
I can't say that today, but I'm not in your shoes, so I'm not making your decision for you. But what I am saying, my friend, is we got to get you bolstered. You need the Navy SEAL training for him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they can help with that.
Right. And, well, part of that is my wife's kind of at her wit's end, too, because of the fact that she's partially his teacher. And we're starting to notice a spillover with our own kids starting to act out in certain ways. I have another 16-year-old. As a matter of fact, the two are 11 days apart, my son being the oldest of the two. But they share a room together, and we're starting to notice some behavioral discord in the home from our kids as well.
Well, you need...
It's scaring my wife to say, do we need to cut ties and go?
Your children safe, right? We don't want any sexual acting out to happen, so you might even put them in different rooms. And you know, we had some of the reactive attachment kids, we had to put a bell in their room so we knew when they were coming out in the middle of the night. I mean, there's just things that you need a good clinician to help you, because you can't set your own children up to be perpetrated. So those are very real things that you're having to look at.
Miley, you got some thoughts about this?
Well, Michael, I appreciate you and your wife wanting to bring this young man into your home, and we do so for loving Christian altruistic reasons, but many times foster parents, even adoptive parents, even biological parents, don't count the cost of what a child is going to take upon their life. Yeah. And so then they're shocked when something goes awry. And then this idealism, Sherry, you were talking about, there's also at times a naivety that goes along with that, that idealism. Yeah. And we're not prepared for really what we're going to take on. It's like you're taking on a very sinister disease, for instance, like Ebola, and bringing it into your house. It's that serious. And so you have to say, well, we have to get equipped. And the other thing that you want to do is, as Sherry and Steve said, you got to protect your own kids. But at some level, this may be the biggest chance this kid has to have a redemptive experience in relationship. And so for you to try to set up something where the two of you, your wife and you, can really sit down and understand how can we redeem this experience with him and give him our best, yet protect ourselves. I'd like to suggest that when you say, well, he just doesn't respect boundaries, of course he doesn't. He doesn't know how. And so as a reactive attachment disorder, he has no capacity to do that. So maybe you need to lower your expectations that, you know, if you're shocked that he does something, if you keep taking all these things away from him, that may be helping to increase his agitation, maybe increasing the anger he has, and so on and so forth. So you need to get some help to help advise you every step of the way, and that's what I think you need to do. And there's some attachment resources in Colorado very clearly. And
Colorado has some of the best reactive attachment disorder treatment centers.
Yep.
Are right in Colorado.
Yep.
So
there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Right there.
Well,
tough question.
Well, it's tough situation.
Hey, but see, how you did this? You put your fingers together in that other call. Here again, you
same
got
thing.
This
tension.
The tension mm-hmm. of helping, but you don't want to. I mean, his wife, who's got this intuition and stuff, and she's
can't
saying,
sacrifice safety of your own children, right? We don't want them to be perpetrated. Yeah. So those are big things. But I loved when you said, Mylan, every step of the way.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You need some help. We can't. These kiddos, you can't be alone in isolation and think that you're going to be able to heal them.
Right.
You can't.
No, you can't.
They have too high of needs.
And then if he's reactive and he can't control, he can't control his impulsivity. He can't delay gratification. He's chaotic and disorganized on the inside. So when his sexuality kicks in at 16 years old, of course he's going to act out sexually. So the idea of having your son in the same room is a concern, and I want to just validate that point, Sherry.
I'd move him right away.
But then the other point, and that could happen even if they're not in the same room but in the same house.
It's true. Okay? That's why I said the bell's on the door.
That's
there's
right.
All kind
and
of
then
things
the other thing
do.
is, well, why wouldn't he, quote unquote, be tempted to bring a female in or develop an illicit relationship online, he's going to do those things. And if we act shocked, then we're the ones that have talked ourselves into believing something different. We need to expect that this is the way he's going to believe every day, and somehow how do we love him out of it with the support that we need.
All right. Very tough, very tough. You guys, brilliant wisdom. Unbelievable.
But
thank
hard.
You for, thank
hard.
You for being on this program with me because it's really, really, I think this is life. This is adulthood where we have these two opposing things that exist at the same time and we have to deal with it. Let's go to
the number of foster parents that listen to this show, the number of adoptive parents,
right.
They bring a child in who looks like they're a clean sheet of paper because they're only a few days or weeks old. But we don't know how traumatic
right.
that gestation period it was for the child growing up and what the child experienced in utero. And so, you know, we just have these clean slate mentalities. Well, they're ours now and everything's going to be okay. But that's not the case.
No, it isn't. All right. Well, Vivian, hold on. We're going to get to you right after this. If you're on the line, hold on, you know, because after this program, we have another program we're going to do with you. But so many, many, many deep hurts, struggles, and pains. And our temptation is to judge somebody versus to try to understand and reach out and help. That's what I love about Jesus. You know, he was about healing sick people, not judging bad people who didn't know any better, you know. I mean, he judged the people that should have known better, like the church people that were acting like they were really godly and they weren't, you know. But the people that didn't know, he knew they were sick. We'll be back.
I've had a weight problem my entire life. I learned to use food as something to comfort myself. Subconsciously, I was hoping for a magic wand. I had tried various things. I tried 12-step programs. None of those approaches were quite like what I heard at Lose It for Life.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns. The Lose It for Life workshop deals with all of these aspects with its intensive, comprehensive, and interactive curriculum. The next Lose It for Life workshop is January 23rd through the 25th in Washington, D.C. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My whole mentality completely shifted. I wasn't so concerned anymore about what I weighed. I was more concerned with making healthy choices.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership and club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense, and I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. Oh, life is tough. Okay, let's go to Vivian. Let's talk to her before we do anything else. Hi, Vivian.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, so tell us,
Vivian,
what's going on.
Vivian, you're not okay. We can hear it in your voice. You're in a lot of pain.
Why are you?
I've been in a relationship with someone for 6 years, and the last three have been very hard for me. I found out that he hasn't been faithful.
He hasn't been faithful?
No.
Okay. And you're not married?
No.
You live together?
No.
No. Okay. Wow. That's got to be tough, huh?
No, we've got a lot invested. I have grandchildren that call him Pop-Pop. I have, well, the thing is, for me, I've always been a person that kept everybody at arm's length because of some things that happened in my young childhood. And before I met this person, I actually went through the process of learning how to drop those walls and to be vulnerable and be transparent and things. Mm-hmm. So when I met this person, he got 110% of me and in a place that I've never been before. So to be here in this spot, to just call and say, help, how do I make these choices? I've been asking those questions, and people say, you're not married, get out. But they don't understand the attachment that I have. And I used to hear women say this, and it used to make me sick, and I hear me saying it, that besides that, he's a great guy.
Yeah, okay.
And I didn't understand. I thought they were crazy, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so what is the specific question for us?
I guess, how, I guess would be the question. How? I mean, I'm dependent on him right now a lot of ways. I've been unemployed. We're both having a lot of financial problems, so we're kind of leaning on each other, but I'm very dependent on him financially. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be. And my grandsons depend on him. My daughter depends on him, and
okay.
I love them. I mean, I do, but I just can't continue to live like this.
Yeah. Well, he says he tries. Yeah. Okay. At the same time that I want you to know, we feel for you and the pain that's here. But we also I don't want to comfort your pain so much that you feel so good that you feel comfortable staying where you are and doing what you're doing, you know. But here's what I think you need: a two-prong approach. One is, he says, I try. Well, you need to tell him, okay, it's a new year, and it's time that you quit trying and that you go do something. And you try to give him every chance in the world to go get the help that he needs. And he needs help. He can't fix it by trying harder, nor can you fix you by trying harder. So you tell him to call 800-NEW-LIFE and talk to us about every man's battle. He needs to go. And when he says, I don't have any money, you say they have scholarship funds and somebody will put you through if it's true that you really do need the money to go. All right, so that's that part. But for you, you know, you have to get out of that place of desperation before you can actually make the move that you want to make. So you can't become financially dependent today or independent today, or, you know, you can't get out of desperation today. But you can make a choice to get involved in a support group that's going to help heal some stuff, that's going to introduce you to some healthy people, so that maybe in a year you aren't desperate anymore. But if you just keep hanging in there, I think you're going to hang your whole life on something that may never get better. And actually, the longer you hang in there, the less motivation he has to make the changes. Let's hear from Sherry. Well, what do you think?
We're beginning to run short on time for this segment and the rest of the show. But I would just say, if they went to a marriage weekend,
even though they're not married,
that's correct, and they don't stay in the same rooms, but they come and they participate as a couple to learn what are the elements of what bonding takes place. You see, if you're in very deep in this relationship and you're stuck, like you're saying, we have to set new boundaries and require new things to see if he really is safe. And if he said, I'd go to every man's battle and I'd go to a marriage shop this year with you to try to learn what it means to be the kind of man that you want me to be, there may be some optimism there.
Yeah.
And that would be a way to be able to potentially stay in the relationship and pull something out. Sherry.
So I want to take another side of it.
Please.
So if he doesn't do that, let me tell you what I'm hearing. I'm hearing a tremendous dependency bond.
Yep.
I'm concerned about your level of powerlessness and helplessness right now.
Yep.
Because I think you are bonded to him because he's taking care of you financially. And there's some emotional stuff there, but you're deluding yourself. There's a book called Betrayal Blindness, and it says, the tagline on the front of the book says, while we're fooling ourselves, we're not being fooled. And I want you to get that book, and I want you to consider coming to Women in the Battle, because you are compromising your own sense of worth because of dependency need.
Yeah.
And we need to help you, so come.
Good, and I'm going to give her a subscription to tv.newlife.com. The betrayal bond that you talk about, the trauma bond, all of these things are on there, and you get that. You're going to get that for free.
I want her to watch everything I've done.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there's a search engine, and just search Sherry, and then you look at those videos that she's done. I've done some of them with her.
Yep.
Mylan, someone that is objective said that, you know, perhaps the best material on there is by Mylan and Sherry. So look at the stuff that they've done together, because it's powerful. And if you'll do that, and then you have to surround yourself with healthy women. One of the problems is when one of those healthy women says, you got to get out of this, then you don't want to be around that healthy woman anymore. Don't bug me about this. You know, come on, support me in my pain. And it's just so
But
tough.
Women are amazingly resilient in helping us take the step out of bad situations.
Right. So many women have experienced hope and healing because they decided to join Sherry at Women in the Battle. And the next one is in Orange County on February the 20th. Healing is a Choice is April the 17th in San Jose, right alongside the most amazing marriage experience you can have, and that's the Marriage Solution Weekend. And that is... we're going to be doing that in San Jose, April the 17th. Then we've also got Every Man's Battle on the 9th. That's not too far away, so better sign up quickly. And Lose It for Life on January the 23rd. And, you know, again, it's not about just getting weight off. It's about getting that thing out of there that's causing the weight to stay on. We love you, and we care about you, and we want you to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to the New Life website, or go over and take your 2 weeks free of tv.newlife.com. Also, we need your help. We need your support in the new year, because guess what? People quit giving sometimes on January the 1st. It's like their giving muscle all of a sudden atrophies. But don't let that happen for you. And you help and support us. I'm excited about this year for New Life. Not our new life, but the new life that is going to be experienced by many, many people. I hope you're one of them. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.